You're listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 of the Champ Off-Road Podcast, sponsored by Amswell. I'm one of your hosts, Brent Smith, alongside Shane Stetsny. We're going to bring you all the action and all the news coming up heading into Lena this week. We're about at the halfway point in 2021. There's a lot of drivers on the championship hunt roll, but a lot of front runners, Shane, normally are up there week in and week out, aren't up there. New guys are taking the W's lately.
Yeah, we're seeing those points battles shape up. Like in pro stock right now, we're seeing a tremendous duel for that championship between Brock Hager and CJ Greaves. Then in Pro 4, we're getting the battle that everybody wants to see. We're getting Kyle LeDuc against CJ Greaves in that one. So CJ right now has some work to do if he wants to repeat as a two-time champ here in Champ Off-Road.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that CJ Greaves is hunting down someone. All the years I've been announcing, I've been lucky enough to call the kid since he's pretty much been in a motocross bike, and he really knows how to win races. Then you bring Brock Hager this year. He's coming in. He's swinging. He's really a calm, cool, collected driver. They're both in Yamahas, but at the same time, they're both great race car drivers. So it's kind of cool to see CJ have a lot of competition.
Yeah, meanwhile, Hager is trying to double up on championships, but he's got a pretty comfortable lead in Pro Light through six rounds. And like we said, some of the drivers that we expected to see run up front, especially in Pro Light, I'm thinking about guys like Zach Schimmick and a few others, are not having the season that they want. In fact, one of those drivers is our first guest this time on the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amswell. So Brent, if you're ready, why don't we get John Holcher on the line?
Sounds great, Shane. Let's get to it.
Our first guest this time on the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by Amswell from Pro Light and Pro Stock Side-by-Side, Johnny Holcher. John, thanks for taking some time out for us.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Hey, so in Pro Stock, back in round five at ERX, you were involved in that scary crash, caused a bunch of damage to your car, unfortunately injured another driver. I know you were beat up as well. So walk us through that. What happened, and how was your body doing, and how's your car doing?
So walking through the crash, in the hairpin, there's some contact between three cars, and I kind of ended up on the short end of the stick, and I broke my lower A-arm, so it was dragging in the dirt. So I thought the outside lane, at the split lane, would be the safest and the best to go to because nobody really took it all day. And I was going through it, and it was like it was dragging into the ground, and it finally caught and pulled me into the berm, and I spun around. And then at that time, I was like, oh, I'm going to get hit. So I like clenched up, and I was waiting for it, and then I was like, all right, I'm fine. I opened up my visor, and then that's when the guy hit me and spun around, flipped over, and it was like, wow, that just happened. And while I was sitting there, my leg was just on fire and hurt so bad. And when I finally got out, I limped off and laid down. And then they came and got me with the gator or whatever they took me with. And when I got there, I was feeling a little better. So walked all the way down the road and got in the Pro Light and raced that and ended in a sixth-place finish, so I was really happy with that and under the circumstances.
What about the car? I know that's secondary to, you know, the driver's safety, of course, but how's the Pro Stock car doing?
Actually, really good right now. We just loaded it in the trailer, but no, the whole front end was junk on it, and my crew put in two bars that weren't there from stock that really, if those weren't there, I probably would be in a cast right now or even worse. But the car's back ready to go, and we're going to give it our all this weekend at Dirt City and see what we can do.
So last year, John, you had a stellar season. You were able to get the championship, and it took a long time to get there. I mean, to us, it didn't take a long time, but a lot of work, I'm saying, to make a Pro Light program and then go beat some of the best guys in the world, especially at Fall Crandon, that at a young age, you've done a phenomenal job. I mean, has this year been that much more difficult now with the crash you went through? Does that take anything away from the Pro Light?
No, not necessarily. I'd say that. My driver's mindset is a lot different from the Pro Light to the Pro Stock. I feel a lot more comfortable in the Pro Light. And from last year, I'm in a different truck. So It's just there's so much more room in the cab, and it handles so much better, and I feel really good in it. And this weekend, we were testing at Dirt City all last week, and I feel awesome in it. And Pro Stock, I'm kind of the talent level on that is so good that it's like third place is a win for me. But I feel definitely really good in the Pro Light. Just haven't had luck this year, but I think it's going to come back around, and we're going to be a lot stronger at the end of the year like we were last year.
In Pro Light, you know, obviously this year compared to last year, it's a much deeper field with a bunch more, you know, big-time players, heavy hitters in the field. Do you think that's part of the reason that it's tougher to run up front, or are you just playing running into bad luck?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, this year has been – I had no luck. At Anago, I barely got – I didn't finish a race, and – Spring Cranon, we kind of turned it around with the sixth place, and then the next day we flipped over. But, no, it's definitely a lot. And all the guys from the West Coast out here, it's a lot more competition, and at the end of the day, it's a lot more fun, and that's what we need. We need more trucks on the track and more people going out there, different, and there's probably like six, seven cars that could win at any point in time, and it's exciting, and it's fun to be in, and it's just an awesome class.
So, John, in Pro Light, is there anyone that you go out there every weekend to try to beat, or are you just going out for the big win every time? Or is there certain things that you really put forth that you want to conquer weekend?
Probably going out there and beating my buddy Mason. Me and him have been racing together for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now, and that's kind of been my goal every weekend for the past 5 years, so... Definitely get the big win, but as long as I beat him at the end of the weekend, I'm happy.
So outside of short course racing, just to change gears a little bit, you've raced some legend cars, dirt mods, stadium super trucks, basically anything you can get your hands on the steering wheel. So do you have goals that are beyond, you know, just climbing to the top of short course? And I guess what's your ultimate goal for your racing career?
Short course is really what I enjoy doing and what I like to do. But at the end of the day, I need to do something that I can make a living off of. So if it's this or a late model or NASCAR or whatever it is, I want to do it. I just want to race. But at the end of the day, this is my favorite thing to do, and it's the coolest sport out there.
So besides racing all different kinds of cars, any opportunity that you get, what else do you do to work on yourself as a driver?
I'll watch video, be in the shop and know more about the car, what to do, go to the gym, work out, run, ride my bike, go dirt bike riding. That's my favorite thing to do. It's a good workout and seat time, and just all the you gotta put in the work to be on top, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So, John, I mean, getting back to the crash, I don't really want to keep bringing it up, but, I mean, I asked if a lot of things went through your head, and does it hold you back? I know you said you tested a lot at Lena, you're ready to rock and roll, but when you take this second half of the season on, I mean, do you not look at that? I mean, you come in turn one at Cranon well over 100 miles an hour. Like, does that ever, like, flash across your mind? Like, what if a truck's sideways there? Do you just go every lap as hard as you can no matter what?
Speaking of Cranon, at turn one, sitting on the starting line is probably one of the scariest things ever, thinking about everything that goes wrong, but I mean, at the end of the day, you got to push it, and this is my job, and this is what I need to do, and I get paid to be on top. And I mean, yeah, it's definitely it goes through my head, but I kind of gotta drown it out. But no, this second half of the season, we're gonna really give it our all and see what we can do and see if we can start winning races again. And that's the goal for the rest of the season here.
So going back to the start of your short course career, you started out in karts. Do you still draw on that experience and use those skills and lessons that you learned in mod kart now that you're racing in Pro Stock and Pro Light?
Yeah, definitely in the mod kart. I mean, you got a lot of power, and they kind of handle like a Pro Light. I mean, they're bikey. You got to drift them around the corner, and all around, those are probably the funnest things to drive, and they're a great, great stepping stone, and you learn a lot from them. I mean, there's a lot of guys that started out in them, and they're at the top of their game now, and it's an awesome way to get started, and they're a lot of fun.
I like how you said bikey. That's a new one. Hey, Shane, putting it up on the bike, we always like to say, but no, that's cool.
That's spot on, though.
Yeah, exactly. I like how they interact, though. I mean, That's correct. They can go up on the bike at any given time, but that's cool that you got to drive both those cars. But I mean, is there new guys coming up into this out of the mod card into the pro light that you know of, like any friends? Because I know you've been out West Coast, East Coast. I was lucky enough to call you the last couple years out there, watch you progress as a driver. And I mean, any of your buddies out there going, man, we're coming to Champ Off-Road?
None that I know of. I mean, Maddox and Mason are here, and they're kind of guys that I race mod cars with. But I hope all the kids in mod cars, this is what they want to do too, and hop into a pro light and get more trucks on the track, if it's pro light or pro spec or whatever. But I have no idea if anyone else is coming in, but let's hope they are.
Do you have is there any drivers that are in, you know, short course kart or mod kart right now that you can single out that you watch them race and you go, wow, they're gonna make it?
Mod kart, I've been watching Troy Johnson and Mike Funk. They got two of my mod karts that I raced and I had a lot of success in, so I enjoy watching them, and they're still working on it, but they're getting closer. I think Mike won a race in DRX, but no, let's hope they start winning more and step up in the field, if it's a super stock or a pro light or whatever they want to get into.
Do you have any advice for the kids that might be in those classes and looking at, you know, people like you or Ricky Gutierrez that came out of mod kart and are now racing in the pro truck classes? Any advice for those kids?
Don't give up, really. Keep pushing, and if you want to do it, you'll do it.
So coming into Lena, I know it's your hometown track, and that, I mean, are you excited to run the Pro Light Pro Stock? I know it's a different style track. We go to Crandon, we go to Bark River. We haven't been there in over a year now, but I mean, is this track special to you coming in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, out of all the tracks, I look forward to this one the most. My dad is there almost every night, working after work there, and we test it all the time. It's probably the track I'm the most comfortable with, really. And all my friends get to come, and everybody gets to watch and race, and that doesn't really get to happen a lot. So I'm definitely really excited, and I'm feeling good and in pro stock and pro light. And hopefully we can have good results this weekend. Hopefully this bad luck goes away and end up on the podium in both classes both days.
So Brent mentioned that this is effectively your hometown track. You're from a couple miles down the road, but that area around Lena and the surrounding towns, they've been really putting out some really great race car drivers for a long time now. And now there's a new crop with you and some of the younger Holcher kids in your extended family. There's the Marquarts and a whole bunch of other ones. Has that strengthened, you think, by the track being built there in Lena, or was there always just a strong racing culture there where these drivers are coming from?
And yeah, there's always been a strong racing culture around. I mean, we got 3-4 different dirt tracks that race every day, Friday through Sunday, and then Thursday nights are on the asphalt at Kakana. So, I mean, we're always watching races, and there's go-kart races that the kids go to, and I go and help out. I mean, it's definitely, there's a lot of racing that happens around here, and it's probably a lot to do with it.
So John, coming into this weekend, I mean, the track's going to be gnarly. I love these bull ring tracks. We went to Antigo first time in a long, long time. I mean, you can hate or like any track, but I feel as a driver, the drivers come out on these short technical tracks. Is there any challenges, or do you put yourself through any challenges coming in the Lena?
My kind of challenge is passing. It's super tight, but yet they have a lot of cool things to make it different. Like the split lane, that's probably one of the bigger passing sections on the track. But no, it's a fun track. It flows nice, and it should be really exciting to watch. But I'm feeling really good, and hopefully we can end up on the box here. So,
do you have to prepare differently for a tight track like that, especially in a class that's going to have, you know, 18 trucks like it's had all season, or does your mental approach pretty much stay the same regardless of where you're headed next?
My new deal is kind of take it easy in the first half and try to stay around top five before the mandatory, and then really give her at the end, because on the first couple laps, people are right there and they're going to beat and bang into each other and wreck each other, and you can just drive right by them. So take it easy in the first half and see what happens. But if I start on the pole, I'm going to try to run away and hide.
Well, bud, I hope you the best of luck, and I know Shane does too. We love what we get to do, and we love the sport to death, and it's cool to see kids like you, young talent, coming through, and you've done that stepping stone, and we can't say enough about the Lena Raceway, the Holder family. You guys are awesome people. You have the hearts of gold, and we need people like you to keep this sport alive, and we just give you guys 120%.
Yeah, thank you, Brett, but I'm definitely very excited, and hopefully we can do good this weekend, but thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. Best of luck to you this weekend. We'll catch up with you, and we're glad to hear that you're doing well after the run-in at ERX.
Thank you.
Once again, that was John Holcher from ProLite and Pro Stock Side-by-Side. Again, you can watch him this weekend on champoffroad.com/livestream, along with all the rest of our great racing. And Brent, we talked to him about the tough start that he's had to this season, especially in ProLite. But as a driver, how do you hit the reset button on a tough season like that when you're midway through the season?
Man, it's hard. I mean, we were talking a little while ago about how stressful a season can be. And if you have a stressful season, you really just need to put your head down, kind of hit the reset button and start fresh. I mean, it's kind of like the mandatory competition caution in Champ Off Road. Hey, if you started in the back, you got to fifth, you have another shot at the win. So a lot of these guys just have to really keep their strategies going, do what worked in the past. And hey, bad luck. 90% of it's luck in off roads, and bad luck will always strike you once in a while, but we have a lot of great talent in Champ Off-Road, so watch as these guys are really going to show a lot of great skill in the second half of this season.
Yeah, I did like what Johnny said, too, about how at this point, not really thinking about points, it's all about just trying to win races, and there's a lot of guys that across all of our pro classes who've kind of had rough starts this season. I'm thinking of Kyle Chaney, one win scattered amongst a whole bunch of DNFs this year in Pro Mod Side-by-Side. Guys like that, at this point, they're out of the points chase. So every single round, they're just going to push as hard as they can and try to get on top of the podium. That's going to create some really exciting racing while, you know, the go-for-broke guys, so to speak, are trying to fight alongside the drivers in the championship hunts.
Yeah, absolutely. It was crazy to watch Kyle Chaney go from one day to the next and come from the back of the pack in Antigo, Wisconsin, and show his skills. I mean, the kid is a phenomenal race car driver. It's cool to see him doing good in Pro 4, but man, he's going for wins. He will not do nothing to interrupt the points champions coming up or the guys in the battle for the championship. He's a clean, calm, cool, collect race car driver. And watch out. If that car is in the field, Kyle Chaney's going to be one to watch because he knows how to drive and wheel those cars.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like we said, there's a bunch of those drivers who have not had great first halves to this 2021 season. So we know that those guys are going to try to push to the front. Another guy I'm thinking of is Zach Schimmick, picked up a couple big wins in Pro Lite last year, and we haven't seen him on the podium yet this year. He's having a tough time. So again, there's going to be a lot of drivers, I guess, with something to prove, kind of, you know, a chip on their shoulder, so to speak, as we enter the second half of this season.
Absolutely. And when you say Zach Schimmick, I mean, can't say enough about him, a privateer locking down Yokohama Tire for 2021. I mean, he really has a big target on his back because he won a couple races last year and at Fall Cran, and the best in the business were there. So, I mean, kudos to him. Me and him have been pretty daggone close the last, season and a half, just watching him and just talking to him amongst them and just saying, hey, keep after it. He got that truck from Ryan Beat, threw it out west in the fall, got it all redone, and tried new things. And he's always trying to win and run at 120%, but bad luck again. We talk about it. It strikes. But watch as Zach Schimmick. He's coming to some tracks he really loves.
It's going to be a really dramatic second half of the season. We do have great points battles in every single pro class, and most of the sportsman classes are still super tight sports battles. But again, like we said, there's going to be drivers out there that are don't care about the points at this point anymore. They're just out there to win. So we're going to see the best of the best competing at a very high level with different objectives in mind. But Champ Off-Road fans, once again, we have to thank our sponsor for the Champ Off-Road podcast, and that's Amsoil. Visit Amsoil.com for products that protect and maximize performance in all your vehicles and motorized toys. And you can use that convenient Amsoil product guide to find what you need and get fast free shipping right to your door. Amsoil, run with us. And with that, Brent, why don't we welcome our second guest here to the show?
Well, working up to the second half of the season, we had a lot of great guests come on our podcast this year for Champ Off-Road. sponsored by Amsoil. And next up, Easton Sleeper, man, you've had a heck of a year. You've had a heck of a career so far, starting at a young age. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So what's up next for you? I bet you're prepping the car, getting it ready for Lena coming up here. But the first half of the season, walk us through some of the steps.
Yeah, we started off in Antigo. We had a strong run on, I think it was Saturday. We got the win. Next day, you know, we got second. And throughout the season so far, we've just been getting consistent podiums, which is really amazing throughout this year. And, yeah, like you said, we've just been putting work in the truck every weekend and making it even better.
So coming into this year, was consistency your main goal? I mean, last year you finished with three straight wins. This year through six rounds, you have one win. But like you said, you've been on the podium every round. So was that your goal at the start of this year, is just to be consistent?
Yeah, that was the goal. And for sure, defend my points championship for one last year in this mod cart. And, you know, I like to finish off the year with a ring in each class. So this year we're definitely going to try to get that ring in Crandon.
So the consistent approach, is that something that maybe you've learned as you've kind of grown up as a driver, or is that something you kind of cooked up with your dad and the rest of the team?
Yeah, it's something like to learn, you know, starting at a young age like me, I just wanted to go out and have fun. But now it's getting to the point where, you know, you got to be consistent with wins to get more people to come in and want to help me with my program.
So you already kind of teased that this might be your last year in mod cart. Where are you headed next? Do you have any plans that are already in motion, or just idea stage at this point?
Yeah, we got the prospect being built by Ryan Beat. So that's maybe the next step for me.
I've talked to your dad a lot, Easton, and he's been kind of giving me some advice on what to do for the future and all kinds of different things. I've known him for quite a few years now. It's great to have a guy like him behind you, and I know you love him to death, and you wouldn't be nowhere without him. But, I mean, tell us a little bit about your relationship with your father from a business standpoint, with his own business, to you trying to race and going to school.
Yeah, he really wants to help me with my program. He knows I have a lot of talent, and, you know, he tries to do everything that he can to help me be a competitor. And he just wants me to grow as a racer. And as a kid, you know, I was taught in racing by him, and I really can't race without having good grades and being good in school and helping around at the shop and just being a good kid. And, you know, he taught me a lot throughout the years, and yeah, I have a lot of respect to my dad.
So Brent mentioned right away when we brought you on here that you've already had a lot of success, even though your career is only, you know, a handful of years old. You won the 2017 Short Course Kart Championship. Did you learn a lot from that first championship that you're still using today, like how to grind out a long season or how to fight through hard times?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, that 2017 year, I had Luke Johnson helping me out a lot. You know, he was giving me a standpoint of what I should do, and he was just training me throughout the years. And, you know, him and my dad having a lot of knowledge of racing, that helped me out a lot.
Hey, bud. So speaking in mod kart and that class alone, I know you've been in it a couple years now, and if you feel like you've conquered it and you're looking to move up into the next division, but is there any guy or gal in the field that every weekend you have a little pull on that certain someone to try to knock them off the pedestal? Or do you just go out to beat everyone week in and week out?
No, there's a lot of heavy hitters in the class, like Funk and Inglis. You know, they come out, they show a lot of effort. And, you know, it takes me a while to get around them because they drive just like me. They're competitors and they want to win. But, yeah, they're for sure heavy hitters. And, you know, we just try to go out and win. But it is what it is when you finish.
Do you think that it elevates your own driving, your own competitive spirit, when you know that the competition that's, you know, chasing you as the defending champ with a target on your back, does that elevate you to another level, knowing that the competition is that strong?
Yeah, it gives me a lot of motivation to head out there to, you know, keep on grinding and show a lot of effort in my racing. And, you know, they want to win just like me, and we come out there and we put on a battle for each other.
It is Tuesday evening now, Easton, going into Lena. I mean, what's preparation like right now? Are you loading the trailer? I mean, give everyone around us and whoever's going to be listening in to Champ Off Road all weekend long, like, what it takes to prep these cars, and what are you doing on a night like tonight?
Just working on the truck, making it even better. You know, when we come back from racing the next day, we just take it all apart, go wash it, bring it into the shop, and then we start working on it. It takes us about 2 or 3 days to get it fully ready, race ready. And like you said, yeah, today it was just loading up the trailer and everything.
Hey, so changing gears just a little bit. Something new is that you have a teammate under your awning, Cage. So how involved are you in his program, you know, on a personal level? And what's your experience been like helping a rookie short course kart driver?
Yeah, Cage, he's my little cousin. You know, he's been watching me ever since I really started. And, you know, I just try to give him advice. You know, I was well-rounded, pretty good in the short course kart class. And, you know, I just teach him, you just got to be a competitor out there. You know, it's his first year. I try to teach him a lot. And like you guys said, you know, Cage, he's young and he wants to win, but he's got to understand he's got a few more years left under him.
So stepping into that teaching role part-time, I guess, does that help you as a driver too, that you're looking at racing from a different perspective?
Yeah, you know, having Chase Gill in the class too, like the mock cards, he helps me out a lot. I help him out a lot. And, you know, I like teaching. I mean, if my racing career ends at one point, I do want to teach people. You know, I have a lot of knowledge in racing and I like teaching, and yeah, it does help a lot.
So, Easton, we talk about the class, and I mean, I know you're really busy on the weekend. You watch other races. I know you probably have your favorite races throughout the day other than your own, but the short course kart class, do you make time to go watch it? And do you think it's become a better class over the last couple of years and giving the kids like more advice, more driving time, as well as understanding how the truck works a little bit better now?
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy hitters in that class, and it's fun to watch. You know, there's a lot of top runners, and I like to watch the class. You know, I can't wait until they get to the mock ride class because I can see they already have a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what we want to see, is a lot of competition. It's crazy how young you guys are, and you're doing such a wonderful job. And, I mean, there's a lot of great racers in our series, but is there anyone that me and Shane and everyone around us should keep an eye on and see coming out of those classes that maybe move into mod kart for 2021?
Yeah, like you see, there's Tristan, there's Ava, there's Ray Spitzer, you know, all them kids, I can see they have a lot of talent and they're going to do really good in the mod karts.
Looking ahead to Dirt City, rounds 7 and 8 coming up here in just a couple days. That's a track that was built by racers, originally built for sportsman racing and side-by-side racing. Does that track offer a really great venue to really show what mod karts can do on a racetrack compared to some of the other longer, flatter tracks?
Yeah, for sure. It's a good track. You know, we went to the Lynx practice and we had to figure out the setup for that truck because it's a new track and, you know, not everybody's mastered that track yet. So we went there, threw in some good laps, and otherwise, yeah, it's a good track.
What in particular do you like about it compared to, you know, some of the bigger tracks that are on the series?
You know, like the little things, like Elk River, it's got the whoop section. They have the little whoops, and it's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of corners. You have to enter really fast, and you got to be paying attention because you never know. You could hit a rock, and you could go up in the air because it's small corners, and you really have to show your speed there.
Do you think that the technical aspect of Dirt City benefits you as a more experienced driver in the mod kart class?
Yeah, it shows a lot, you know, knowing when to hit the brakes so you don't over-rotate or anything. It helps a lot. And throughout my years of racing, it really shows at that track because it's got its long straightaways and you got to be ready to come to a tight corner. And yeah.
So this points battle in mod kart starting to heat up. I mean, we're at the halfway point. We're getting there here in 2021. But I mean, any goals for this weekend coming in the Lena other than I know you want to win, but is it more consistent weekends than trying to just go for the home run?
Yeah, exactly. You know, all we have to do is finish on the podium and we'll be good in the points race. But like you said, I do want to win and that's what we're going to try to do this weekend.
Well, I hope you're the best, bud. I love talking to your dad. He's always such a great guy and really loves the sport and he loves you. And you can just tell in his voice, he just wants you to be in the best hands as possible. And there's a lot of cool things going to happen in the future. And I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time, Easton. We'll catch up with you this weekend.
Yep, thank you, guys.
I want to thank our guests once again, John Holger and Easton Sleeper. Man, some young talent to watch heading into the second half of the season. Next up for Champ Off Road is round 7 and 8 this weekend at Dirt City Motorplex in Lena, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and as always, you can watch us live this weekend on champoffroad.com/livestream. Or if you're a Flow Racing subscriber, you can find us there as well. And don't forget, Pro Racing from Crandon is on CBS Sports this Sunday, August 1st at 4 p.m. Central Time. And immediately after that, at 5 p.m. Central, Pro Racing from ERX Motor Park just a couple weeks ago.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by AMSOIL. For Shane Stetsny, I'm Brent Smith. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast presented by AMSOIL.